My guest this week, Grace Ann Witt, and she is the founder of Mom Real Local that we're going to talk about today. Full disclosure, though, she's actually some kin to me, my first cousin's daughter. I guess that makes us second cousins,
doesn't
it, Grace Ann? That
does, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
So, before we get into Mom Real, let's talk about you. I always want to get into my guest history and where they grew up at and school and kind of how they made it to where you are today.
Yeah.
So go back and talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, I was born and raised here in Putnam County, so I'm a local girl. But I left after I graduated high school. I went to be in Dallas, Texas, and I was a part of a professional dance company. I always tell people I may not look like it now, but I did dance professionally down there, and it was amazing. But I met my husband at church there.
Yeah.
And so I moved to Texas and was there for a bit. We got married, had our son, and the Lord was just calling us to be back home and be back here. And so we moved back to Putnam County now 3 years ago, I guess.
It doesn't seem possible.
I know. Yes. So we're so thankful just that the Lord called us back here. But yeah, I mean, I grew up going to Capshaw Elementary School and then went to Highland Room Academy, and that's where I graduated high school. So it's a surreal moment to be back here in Putnam County and be having my son in the places that I grew up going to. It's really cool. And the new places that we've had, too.
I mean, I know Texas is great, but it's not Cookville.
No. It doesn't have the same small town feel that Cookville does. And every time we came back, it was just, I just felt home. It's like, you know, it's like a Stars Hollow. If you're into Gilmore Girls, any of your listeners know, it's just that home feeling. And so we always got that when we came back here.
Well, your mom and dad, Tony and Celeste Gammon.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste is into real estate and cruises and all kinds of stuff.
What isn't she into?
She is into She has to be one of the most energetic people I think I've ever met.
Yeah, I mean, I have a fraction of that.
Yeah,
so
wild. That's, I mean, she's just, I don't know if she sleeps or not.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tony, a business person here, New Day Maintenance.
New Day Properties and New Day Services.
Yeah.
And so my day job is actually working
for your
New
dad,
Day Properties.
Right?
Yes, sir. And doing property management there with our team, and which I'm so grateful for, to be able to come back and get to be a part of the family business. It's been, I've told my dad this language, it's been a kingdom covering. So it's just been such a blessing to be able to do.
You renovated the old bank building that was there.
We did,
First in Washington.
Yes.
Amazing renovation. Looks really great.
Yeah.
Tony's come a long way, hasn't he?
He has, let me tell you. And that's great, too, that I have had parents that have been very entrepreneurially minded. I've had parents who have sewn into Putnam County. I have parents who care about Putnam County and the people that are here. And so I think part of that kind of rose in me when I came back here. And so I'm just so grateful for, obviously, what I'm building, but for the legacy that they've sown within me, too.
Well, that's great. And you got great parents, and not because y'all are kin. Not because y'all are kin to me, but...
Yeah.
I'll never forget when I saw Tony, your dad, and he was talking about you coming back home.
Yes.
He was so excited
to
have you back and the grandkids.
Yes,
okay?
There's
nothing like those grandkids.
I know it.
You don't want them to be 11 or 12 hours away.
Yes,
so it's been great. Let's talk about Mom Real.
Yeah.
So for folks that probably don't have a clue what that is, tell us about it and how it came about.
Absolutely. So Mom Real is kind of the umbrella that encompasses a couple different things. It's my brand that I've kind of grown. It just birthed out of having my son, literally birthed out of that experience. And I remember I posted about something, and I can't remember if it was something to do with the baby blues or something along postpartum depression, anxiety. And I had one person be like, you don't need to be posting that. You need to be, you know, saving that for, you know, your friends or whatever. And I was like, well, there's a reality about
it's real. Yeah.
Like when you're struggling with these things. And
and
that's also why people don't reach out and ask for help. But that's a conversation for another day. Yeah. But I just really felt this burden almost to be as authentic and real as I can be. And, you know, as a believer, my worldview shapes who I am no matter where I'm at. And so to me, I'm the same person online as I am in person, as I am at work, as I am no matter where I'm at. And so Mom Real was kind of birthed out of that place of wanting to be authentically myself and be real about these struggles that moms face. Yeah. And so through that, I had started a podcast, which I've kind of put on the back burner right now, but I did have that and have my online community of Mom Real on there. But then when we moved to Cookeville and I was kind of getting this brand together, I was thinking about something that was missing here in Putnam County. And when I lived in Dallas, and even we had lived in Nashville for a short time, there was, you know, moms that would post and say, here are all the playgrounds here locally. Here are great coffee shops to go to with kids, kid-friendly things. And so it took the guesswork out of having to know where to go with kids. Yeah. And when you're a parent, you already know you got so much going on in your head about, you know, do they have a diaper changing station? Will they have toys for the kids? Do I need to pack snacks? Like all these things. And so I saw that need and really wanted to bring it here locally. And so that's where Mom Real Local, that side was kind of birthed out of me seeing that need and wanting to fulfill that. And then part of my personal calling is I want people to feel seen, heard, and known, and specifically moms. And so that's kind of where it's also part of me just living out that calling with the Lord. So, yeah.
It's a calling for sure. My guest this week is Grace Ann Witt. She's the founder of Mom Real Local. And, you know, you were talking about postpartum depression and those kind of things. I don't know why some of those things are, you know, don't talk about that. Because it's real.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of moms have that. I mean, the percentages are pretty high.
Yes.
That moms will go through that. And even in society, you know, they don't want to talk about depression and all the things that go on. It's an illness just like anything else. And I know my wife suffered it years ago after our daughter was born. And back then, they didn't know what it was.
Yes.
And thank goodness that it's got more out in the open now than what it used to be. And the more we talk about it, the better we are, aren't we?
Absolutely. Well, I think anything, right? When you have that awareness of it and just getting those conversations started, you know, when we're afraid to talk about things, that's when it becomes taboo. That's when it becomes, you know, and I truly believe the person who sent me that message had a well-meaning heart. I know her personally, so I know that she wasn't meaning to do that, but it put such an impression on me that I was like, I don't want that to be the case. So
there's just need. And I agree with you 100% that it's a gap, not only in Putnam County, but in our whole region, of moms having the information that they need to be able to know places to go or things that they're going to need. And, you know, giving birth and having a child is a huge change in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And sometimes you were blessed. You had your mom and dad and family and folks that helped you. But we have a lot of folks that live here that they may be 1,000 miles away from their family.
Yeah, exactly.
I've talked to families that's got 3, 4, or 5 kids, and they don't have any family here to be able to help them.
Yeah.
So you're looking to try to fill that gap, right?
Yes. Well, and that's part of what Mom Real Local is about. You know, it's about discovering places, sharing moments, and connecting people. And so those are my three pillars of Mom Real Local and what I want to bring to people. So that connection part comes from just meeting moms at the playground. I mean, one of my now best friends I met at Read Play Grow at the Putnam County Library. And so, you know, it's just, I've met moms at Tadstown, at Cookeville Life Church. I met a mom one time talking in Old Navy. We were shopping in Old Navy, and now she's one of my friends. We're going to dinner tomorrow. So part of that is that connecting piece, and there are already amazing organizations that we have here. And so part of my job is not to take over those, but to be a bridge so that moms know about them.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of work when you're already raising humans to then want to go and be like, where can I find this? Where can I find this? And so I wanted, again, just to take the guesswork out of it and be a one-stop shop that moms could go, okay, where can I connect with other moms that are like me? Where can I go and do this? So, yeah.
Sounds like a great idea. We're going to talk more about it, but we got to take a break. You're having a great week. Thanks for joining the show this week. Our guest this week is Grace Ann Witt. She is the founder of Mom Real Local, and we're talking about how there's not really a place out there that mothers can go to, Grace Ann, and and have all the information they need after they've had a child of where's all the playgrounds located or yes. where's this, where's that. And we have so many amenities out there
yeah.
that if you hadn't lived here, and even if you've lived here all your life, you probably still don't know about a lot
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
So your goal is to try to get that into one place. And we were talking about social media. There's so many platforms out there, though, yeah. that people are connecting today. How do you decide what's the best for your Mom Reel?
Absolutely. Well, you'll find me first on Facebook and Instagram. I will say that on Instagram, I am a lot more, you know, lively in stories and doing things a lot there. It's easier to share and yeah. things. And so I am more active on Instagram, but I do have that Facebook page as well. And I created guides, actually. So they're listed both on my Instagram bio and pinned on my Facebook page that have exactly what you just talked about. All those playgrounds, and they're listed by city. So if you're in Cookeville, here's all the playgrounds that I know of that are public here in Cookeville. They're, you know, in Monterey, in Baxter, in right. Allgood, all of those there. So I toggle between Facebook and Instagram. I always tell people to follow me on Instagram more, but I do have Facebook there as an outlet too. Maybe I'll get into TikTok at some point. We'll see. And I would love to have a website at some point. I had one mom who I don't know. She just started following me and messaging me and said, you know, I have to click to download this guide, or I have to get on this. And I would love if it could just be a page that I just go to find all this information. And so hopefully, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
That's the goal yeah. for the future, though, as you expand it, though, because I think you're onto something that thing about moms, but the Visitors Bureau that falls under the county, and they put all these things together. I mean, they've listed every waterfall
yes.
that there is.
I saw that recently. They did a reel about it.
I mean,
yeah.
we have got all these great waterfalls, but most people don't know where they're at. They don't know how to get
exactly.
to them. And so when you start listing all these amenities, and mm-hmm. people have got one place that they can go and check on that, and
yeah.
But that's a lot of work, isn't it, on
yes.
your end?
Yes.
I mean, so you work for your dad
yeah.
at New Day. You got a family.
Yep.
And you're trying to find time to be able to create all this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you do it.
I have people ask me that all the time. And it's just the Lord. Like, He just gives me the provision I need for each day. And so, you know, some days that means, like last night, I went into New Day late because I had to finish up some stuff after being with Liam, which is my son, for
yeah.
those who don't know. And so I have that. And then some days that means, you know, I'm at the Y working on stuff, or I get up early and I'm working on stuff. But I'm so passionate about this that it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for where it's growing. I just ask that, you know, people be patient with me as I do it and grow. Because again, like you said, I'm doing this in between, you know, working mom life and family life. But I'm so grateful to be able to bring this to Putnam County. But the easiest way, yeah, is Facebook and Instagram to get connected and have that one spot. And hopefully I will have a website one day, but for right now, you can find all of that on Facebook and Instagram.
Social media.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about it, how much it's grown. We're all connected anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
I look sometimes, you know, you get the messages pop up and say, this week you were on your phone,
on your phone
this many
this
hours.
Yes,
think,
yes.
Really? I was?
Yeah.
And, but well, we're so connected anymore. That's the way we share information,
yeah.
though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a little leery of TikTok. I don't know what you think about it. You hear all the news about it and how that, you know, the Chinese can get all your data
yes.
and all that kind of stuff. But the younger generations mm-hmm. that are coming on, that's their platform, though,
that's
right?
That's how they're getting their information is
yeah.
through social media. And more millennials and Gen Z, Gen X, Gen Z, are getting their information from Instagram and TikTok are the two. And then after that, it's kind of X, which used to be Twitter.
Yeah.
And then Facebook is on there, too. So TikTok being one of the number one. I'll just be honest, though, as a millennial, I'm not a huge fan of TikTok,
yeah.
so that's why I'm on Instagram. I do have a personal TikTok, but I'm trying to learn that, you know, and I don't want to put out content that I don't feel comfortable sharing,
right.
again, because I want this to be so easy for moms. I don't want them to be thinking about, oh, why was that video cut this way or doing this or that, and so I try to be posting on platforms that I feel comfortable in, too, so that for me is Instagram,
yeah.
but yeah.
So it seems like what you're trying to do is kind of endless, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
so we talked about playgrounds and you talk about this or that, but
mm-hmm.
when you talk about all the things that our kids could be involved in or moms may be looking for, this seems like it's an endless tunnel of information.
Absolutely.
That you can provide. So when you start looking, do you have a priority list of kind of stuff that you want to hit first?
Yeah. Well, I actually have a couple things in the works right now. So I do have the guide for the playgrounds. I'm working on adding, I already have Sparta on there, but I'm working on adding more to Sparta. And then I'm working on adding Monterey right now too. And so those two are going to be on the playgrounds guide for free things to do. And this guide, so I can kind of talk a little bit more about it to people, it shows where these places are, gives their physical address, shares what times they're open, anything that you need to know about them, if they have a public restroom for your littles that are, you know, that need diaper changes or whatever. And then it also lists some information about it. And then when I do my reels that I post on Instagram and Facebook, I also do my own safety rating. Now, again, this is from my personal opinion, but like Tadstown, for instance, at Cookeville Life Church, completely gated and inside, has two sets of security doors. That is a 10 out of 10 for me. And I think moms need to know those things when they're going places so that they're aware and they can be, you know, aware of what to expect and what they need to pack and bring. So I have that guide. One of the suggestions that I got from one of my friends who has a daughter with special needs asked me, said, hey, can we make this more inclusive? Can you talk about that? And I did have some elements of that in there, but I'm actually meeting with the director and founder of Rising Above Ministries in August. And I love Becky.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And I've known John Alex since I was little. I have pictures with him. And
he's a super
he
kid.
He is. He's awesome.
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
I know. Yeah, we're adults now. Up. It's crazy. But yeah, so I'm meeting with her, and she would love us to just be a bridge to those parents who maybe, you know, just found out their kid's diagnosis, or maybe are wondering, like, what can I do with them that will be inclusive for them? You know, off the top of my head, I think of Dogwood Park has inclusive swings that are there for them. And so just bits like that. So that is what I'm working on next, is that's the next biggest thing, is incorporating a guide for families with special needs. The other thing I have launched already, but I'm continuing to work on, is the groups guide. And it has all sorts of Facebook groups for moms. So it is listed by if you want to connect, if you want to sell things, if you're looking for a sitter, and it has all of those. So, you know, there's a Cookville Moms Co. group that's amazing. There's a buy, sell, trade for moms. There's a free stuff for moms. There's all sorts of stuff on there. And that is all on there too. I can't tell you how many times on Hip Cookville, I actually saw one this afternoon that was a mom that said, you know, where can I go to find a place that she was asking about a park that was fenced in. And I was like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to tell her about Mom Real Local. So I really think people just don't know about everything that's out there. So, yeah.
A lot of people are moving here from other places.
Yes.
They don't have a clue where that, a lot of that stuff is.
Absolutely.
What a great idea. We're going to talk more about it, but we got to take a break. Hope you're having a great week, and thanks for joining us this week. Our show this week is about Mom Real Local. And my guest this week is Grace Ann Witt. And she's the founder and creator of Mom Real Local. And we've been talking about moms having a place that they can go to be able to have a list of all the playgrounds and parks and family-friendly restaurants and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
That's not there right now, though, is it?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking that, you know, our tourism group did a thing of all the waterfalls and all those kind of things that are here. You're looking at putting together a one-stop shop.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes, it's free. Yeah.
For moms to go to and to know, okay, if I take my child to this park or this playground, there is a restroom here. There is this, and this. So you know about it before you go. But it doesn't just stop with the playgrounds, does it, Grace Ann? I mean, it seems like it's never ending of all the stuff you could put on there. And we were just talking in during the break about restaurants.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we know one that comes to mind that does kids really well, and they are not there anymore, but Blue Pig was amazing, and they were so family friendly. Those two brothers, the owners, they were so great. Anytime I went in there with Liam, they had the high chair, they had everything ready to go. We had, or in even in the patio, like they were so great with him out back. Another one that does that really well downtown is the French Cookie. She has a section over there for kids.
Oh,
it
wow.
is just a little table, but it has some toys. She has a little bin that has books, and that's all it takes, really, you know? And so I really appreciate the extra thoughtfulness that she has. She also has a changing table in her bathroom there, which I think may be one of the only ones I know of on the west side that has a changing table in the bathroom.
Yeah, so, and that's a big deal for moms. And we got a lot of great restaurants and a lot of great family-friendly restaurants, but a lot of people may not know that.
Yeah.
And you're giving them a way to know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking also in a break about all the people that are moving here. here.
Yes.
That if you were born and raised here, you've been here for years, you may know a lot of the stuff and where things are at. If you moved here from somewhere else, you hadn't been here very long, you don't have family here, you don't know any of those things, do you?
Exactly. Well, even for me, I was born and raised here. And when I came back, you know, I lived in Texas for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Nashville. Then we came back to Putnam County. And so for me, even like City Lake, I hadn't been there since I was a kid. And I rediscovered it as, you know, as an adult. And we go to City Lake almost every Wednesday. So if you want to know where we are, probably shouldn't have said that for security. But literally every Wednesday, we're pretty much at City Lake. We love it. And that was something that
kind
somebody.
Of a hidden gem, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. And somebody who was born and raised here never really went to. So, you know, things like that. I mean, we have some great parks that have opened up since I was a kid that have been here. I mean, Hope Church, they just added a brand new playground over there.
An amazing playground.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm just so grateful that they opened it up to the community. But, you know, people who are moving from out of state who don't know, that's what this resource is for everyone. But specifically, I want those moms to know that they have a place that they can go to for this information. I mean, when we were living in Nashville, I mentioned previously I had followed somebody who does something similar in Nashville. And anytime we go back up there to Nashville, I look at her page and I'm like, what park are we going to go to next? Or, you know, Cheekwood has a Pirates exhibit right now. Would have never known if I had not known about her post. So things like that.
We just take somebody knowing about it and putting that information out.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're using Facebook and Instagram and looking at expanding it at some point in time. You're not just looking at Putnam County, though.
Well,
right now, but I mean, this could turn into something the region wide. We were just talking about all you do already, though. May need some help. Volunteers up there that might want to help you come up with some of this stuff. I mean, it's a time consuming thing to be able to go and put all this stuff together to be able to share it, right?
And getting the information out there, you know. I mean, I was just talking in the break about how I called a lot of different places to see, hey, are your facilities open to the public? Are they family friendly? What does this look like? What are the classes that y'all offer? So many different things. And one of the great things is that, you know, we have so much. And even me, I did not even realize it until I started doing this. And there are people from even other churches or other, you know, people who work at the library or different places that have reached out to me and said, hey, we're hosting this event. We want you to know about it. And that has helped me, too, so that I'm not having to constantly check and say, hey, what's going on? So, you know, for your listeners out there, if their church is hosting an event, if they are a part of a group that's hosting an event, please let me know about it so I can be posting and let people know. So that, you know, moms can show up.
What's the best way for folks to get in contact with you to share that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So I do have a specific email address that, do y'all have show notes it can be in?
Yes.
And we could do that. Or my Instagram handle, they can DM me on there or send a private message on Facebook. Any of those avenues, they can reach out to me on.
We'll put all that on the show links and that way you can be able to contact you. Have you got a favorite Mom's Day out place that you go? I know we talked about City Lake, but is there some favorite places that you could share for moms that it's just a great day out place?
Absolutely. So I recently did on my Instagram stories. So again, you had to be following me on Instagram, but I did a day on the west side, basically. So we started at Dogwood Park and went there, did Heart of the City over there. We didn't do the fountain that day, but we love the fountain too. And then we walked down to Plenty Bookshop.
Great place, isn't it?
I love it. And their new place is so sweet.
Unbelievable.
And they have a reading time. I believe it's on Mondays, but check my guide to make sure because that's on there. And so we went there and Liam picked out a new book and then we walked down to French Cookie and got a cookie there. And then we ended at the depot, which is also, I mean, I have a 2-year-old boy. He loves trains, right?
Yeah.
So it was perfect. But that could be, that's probably my favorite day. If I had to say, hey, you're a new mom here in the area, these are the places that I would hit. And the great thing is you can walk to all of them right around
there. Right there together, aren't
they? Yes. Park your car at Dogwood Park or park it where you're going to end it and just walk through there. And it's so great. Again, we have so many amazing resources and Plenty Bookstore, like I said, doing that story time.
Shout out to Lisa Urich for what you've done with that place. I mean,
absolutely.
Where she started out and where she's done now with all the kids stuff. Been amazing. Is there a piece of advice that new moms that have just moved here that you might give to them that are kind of, maybe not spazzing, but they moved here. They don't have any family. They don't know anybody. Maybe husband's job moved here, whatever.
Yeah, I think the number one piece of advice I would have is just don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I know that sounds so crazy, but I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, that I got to talking to a mom while I was shopping in Old Navy, and I'm having dinner with her tomorrow night. Like, that's just, we were talking about our kids' sizing, and she had a little bit younger kid, and I have older, and you just build those connections. I mentioned Read, Play, Grow, one of my other friends, you know, I met there, and meeting other friends at Tadstown. And so I think just not being afraid to step out is huge, because you never know what that, hi, how old is your son, is where it's going to take you. And I see so many moms, especially on, you know, Facebook groups in our area, saying, hey, I'm doing this. Would anybody want to come? Or would anybody, you know, want to be my friend and hang out? I have XYZ, you know, kids. And I applaud that too, because they're reaching out and doing that. And so, yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice, just don't be afraid to put yourself out there and connect with people.
Is there any mom's day out groups where moms get together and talk and share? I mean, you know, raising kids is hard.
It is.
Is there something like that that's out there? Do you know?
There is. So Cookeville Mom Co., so they're a Facebook group. They do one, and they are tied with, I believe, the Nazarene Church is like their head, but they do a group. But they have one. Central City Church also has a what they call C3 Moms Play Group, and that meets every other Wednesday. So, and I'm sure there's others out there. I know Rising Above, they have a mom's group for, you know, moms who have kiddos with special needs that meets at the Exceptional Bean. There's just so many out there. But I think the problem is people just don't know
about it.
They don't know about it. And so I just want to make sure that moms don't feel alone. They have this space where they don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, I just had a baby. Where can I go walk and feel safe? Where can I go and, you know, let my 2-year-old run around while I walk around with my newborn strapped to my chest? And, you know, where can I go to do those things? And so I'm just grateful to feel that need here in our area.
Well, thank you for doing that. And Grace Ann, you've been a great guest, and we just wish you the best with your endeavors here of doing that, because I think you've hit on an issue that nobody's hit on yet.
Yeah.
And there's so many moms out there and little ones being born all the time and families that are looking for the information I think that you can provide. So,
well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Hang in there, okay? Hey, that's our show. Thanks for joining us this week. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and may God continue to bless Putnam County.